The Illinois Department of Public Health reports McLean County is having the highest number of fatal falls in central Illinois by at least 75%. But McLean County Coroner Kathy Yoder says that doesn't necessarily point to a problem in McLean County. GLT's Mary Cullen talks with Yoder about the story behind the numbers.
So a fatal fall is anything, like let's say you fractured your hip and a couple days later you succumb to that because you can't get out of bed, the inflammatory process of breaking your hip because you've had cardiac issues like hypertension, cardiomyopathy, maybe congestive heart failure. You're elderly, so you're a little bit more demised or a little bit more, it's harder on the body to handle such a fall rather than a younger person. And so then you succumb because you can't get up. You may not be able to go into surgery because you can't handle the anesthesia. And so that's a fall-related disc because it quickens death, if you will. Or let's say you're on a blood thinner and then you fall and you have a subdural hematoma, which is a head bleed, and then you die from that. And so those are considered fatal falls.
When you hear the phrase fatal fall, you think of the, you know, fall and you just die suddenly, but it's not always like that, is it?
No, it's not always like that. It can take, you know, a couple days to a couple weeks. Of course, there's hasten falls if you fall from a high area, something like that. But these are deaths, usually in the elderly, and it takes, you know, a week to 10 days or maybe a couple weeks because your body just doesn't get better. If you lay in a supine position, so on your back, because you can't fix your hip, you're at higher risk of pneumonia, which puts pressure on your heart, and you could die of that and succumb related to the injuries of the fall, which in a younger person in their 30s would be kind of a benign issue. You can go into surgery, it can be fixed, physical therapy would be started, but when you're elderly or when you're older, you can't always do that.
You're the coroner in McLean County. You see these numbers all the time. You're mm-hmm. really the one who understands best what our numbers are like for fatal falls in McLean County. What are you seeing as the coroner?
So when we're looking at fatal falls, and when I first became the coroner, we were looking at the fall deaths, and I'm like, wow, these are a lot. So I started to keep data on that and keeping the numbers. And the only one that can sign an accidental death, because you can have two people, two entities, if you will, sign a death certificate. It could either be a physician or the coroner. And a physician can sign natural death certificates. The coroner signs accidental deaths. So when the deaths are reported to the coroner's office, we take that phone call, we take the information, and then we determine if it's going to be a coroner's case per state statute. If it's related to a fall, we ask for, you know, ask the person reporting it any falls, fractures, or trauma, whether it's in a nursing home or we go to a scene or something like that. And let's say they're at a hospital, a CT scan or an x-ray has already been obtained, we can do medical reviews rather than a full autopsy and look at the what the CT scan, the x-rays demonstrated, and then go from there with the vital signs and their past medical history and how the incident occurred.
So specifically the numbers in McLean County, what are you seeing? Is it something to be alarmed about? Should we be talking more about fatal falls?
I think we should be talking more. If you look at the 2017 data, which I think, Mary, you're going to put those up, in 2017, McLean County had 49 deaths related to falls, which I think is a lot when you look at the opioid deaths, which are very important, and we talk a lot about that and how can we save lives with the opioid epidemic. But these are falls that can happen to anybody as well as an opioid overdose. But these are also usually elderly, and how to make them more safe.
And that is correct. These numbers are going to be available online at WGLT.org on the online story for this fatal falls piece. So when we're looking at these numbers, Kathy, there's a difference between a fatal fall that occurs in McLean County and fatal falls that occur for residents of McLean County. Can you talk about how you look at the difference in between these two and why it's important to note that if a fall occurs in McLean County and it's not necessarily someone who lives here, maybe it's someone who's visiting from a different town or a different state, why that still matters in our numbers?
So when you look at the numbers, if IDPH, so the Illinois Department of Public Health, keeps data regarding the fatal fall. So they look at resident county rather than occurrence of county. And so when I first started talking about that, the numbers were skewed. And they said, well, Kathy, they're only in the 20s. And I said, no, that's not correct. Well, they look at county of residence. So let's say someone fell in a county that may not have a hospital. They were transferred to McLean County, where we have two wonderful hospitals, and then they succumb from their injuries here. That is actually in McLean County. When I do data as the McLean County coroner and sign their death certificate, those are McLean County cases. That's McLean County EMS. That's Metcom may have the call, so the money is there. The hospitals with the federal funding have to pay for the care of the client, of the patient. And then we, as the McLean County coroner's office, if we do an autopsy, also have to pay for that. So it's McLean County dollars, and that's what I look at for occurrence of the county rather than a resident. So that's where the numbers, if you would speak with IDPH, where they could be skewed, if you will.
And now the number that we talked about earlier, you said 49 fatal fall deaths in McLean County in 2017. Could you clarify if that is the IDPH number, which would be the residential falls, or if that is your number, which would be falls of occurrence?
So when I spoke with Melanie Arnold, who's the public information officer down at IDPH, when first kind of looked at these numbers, IDPH always looks at resident county, and I said, now wait a second, we're looking at McLean County dollars. And she said, well, let me extrapolate the data differently, and she went to occurrence county. And so these are actually occurrence that happen in McLean County, whether they're a McLean County resident or not. Because someone could be traveling through McLean County, maybe seeing our lovely historical areas, maybe, you know, going to the Children's Museum, or maybe going to the David Davis Mansion or something like that, and then they fall. They're fall-related deaths here in McLean County, even though they're tourists here.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Kathy Yoder, the McLean County coroner. We're talking about fatal falls. So for listeners who are looking at this number and they see 49 fatal fall deaths in McLean County compared to all these other counties, which are significantly lower, most actually only single digits, could you explain why this isn't something that we need to be concerned about in the sense that there's a problem in McLean County?
Right. So one would assume that there's a problem in McLean County, and because of this. So there's a couple things. We have hospitals where some of these counties may not have a hospital, but they do have long-term care facilities. Another thing is how are they looking at the data? Because a physician can't sign a death certificate with accidental death, but I'm not for sure, but are the other coroners in the other counties who are not medical realizing that these are accidental deaths? Do they understand the healthcare or the process, the health process of what happens after a fall to the human body that puts compromise on them, that these are fall-related deaths? So I'm not for sure if they're looking at that or if they're not looking at that, but my forensic pathologist and I we have a great dialogue, and we both understand what happens to the human body after a fall and an injury. I'm not for sure if they understand, but I would hate to speak for them.
Now, Kathy, you have a medical degree. You're a coroner with a medical degree.
It's a doctorate of nursing practice, so it is high medicine. But
It is. Now, listeners might not know, it's not actually a state law that coroners have to have any sort of medical degree, or you are one that does.
Right.
Can you explain how that makes a difference in potentially your reporting of these numbers and maybe other coroners who might not have your same background?
Well, so the coroner's role is cause and manner of death, and so that's the basic. But how do we save lives in McLean County? And so from a medical perspective, I can see the difference between a subarachnoid hemorrhage and a traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage, two different ways that they occur, you know, a subdural hematoma, or it's epidemiology. And when you look at the statistics, how can we save lives? What can we learn from deaths in order to prevent them, and your accidental deaths or preventable. The average age is between 80 and 84 years of age, and so all of us will become elderly someday, right? That's the goal. But after all of this time, we've lived this wonderful life, and then we fall, and then we succumb to this. So that's why in hospitals, they have maybe put the patient closer to the nurse's station. They have a fall risk band. Maybe they have a sitter if they're confused. Why we give the elderly walkers, why we encourage non-skid rugs, those type of things, or in nursing homes, why they put the bed lower and not restrain people, for the safety of the patient and of all of us, because no one wants to die from a fall that could be prevented.
Now, connecting the dots with that, how does your reporting of numbers allow for people to see that there is a need to pay attention to fatal falls and to make sure that we are providing these services for our elderly population?
Well, I think once we start the dialogue, people realize, oh my, you know, hold on to my elderly parent as they're walking, you know, over the curb, or, you know, you want to take them out to lunch or something like that. So hold on to them, just a gentle touch, because they don't have the agility, maybe because of arthritis or their muscles are atrophied when we get older. So hold on to them, be cognizant of it, maybe make their home a little safer, those type of things. And just be aware that they need just a little extra help.
To wrap up this conversation, I'd like to have you talk a little bit about what you really want the community to know, what you're hoping is to come of this, and how you hope we can see change.
I think the hospitals here are doing a great job. I've worked in the hospitals for many years before I became the coroner's, and they have a lot of implementation. They look at that the stats of fall risk, of safety, and the culture of safety, and that's both what OSF and Advocate Broman do. They look at the culture of safety, and I know that. And the nursing homes, they're looking at that. But I think what I want is to be for families to be aware to take care, because the average age is 80 to 84, to be aware that your elderly parent or your elderly loved one may need extra help. Of course, my mother would be mad that I would call someone in their 80s elderly. She'd be like, come on. She's not there yet, but she'd be like, come on, we're still young. But I think just being cognizant of safety.
A recent medical journal report shows fatal falls have tripled for America's older population in recent years. See a list of Central Illinois fatal falls at WGLT.org.